you ever call it anything else?
A chicken coop, perhaps.
Chicken, okay. Would you have maybe one place where you would keep all of the chickens? Or would you have maybe different differentiation depending on whether or not they were chickens or mothers or little chicks?
Well, yeah, sometimes you'd have to, it all depends on how big into the chicken business you're going to go. Most people, I think, around here tend to buy day-old chicks and then raise them in a brooder rather than trying to incubate their own eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't require, I think, any kind of special petitioning or anything like that. But if you've got a broody hen, it is perhaps a good idea to put her with, say, other broody hens. They love to gossip, you know, while they're being broody.
Uh-huh.
And we would certainly want to keep certain hens, chickens, you know, chickens in general, away from uncovered eggs because they actually like the taste of eggs. Many of them do.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And they'll break their own eggs. Well, broody hen won't. They sit there and turn them three times a day. And we'll even sit on duck eggs, geese eggs.
Okay. Let me see that bone. If you eat a chicken, there's a part that you that kids like to often like to pull.
We always call it the wishbone.
Wishbone.
But one is beginning to see more and more often pulley bone.
Really?
Coming down here, but then it was always wishbone as a child, and I thought that when I first heard pulley bone that it was some kind of foreign affectation.
What kinds of people would you hear that from, pulley bone as opposed to wishbone?
I don't know. I think I first became aware of it in a grocery store. Chicken fryer cut up country style with pulley bone.
Mm-hmm.
I thought pulley bone indeed.
Okay. Well, would you characterize that as maybe a country term as opposed to a city term?
It may be. I don't know because I've only been aware of it fairly recently.
Okay.
And then, as I said, that I think I first became aware of it, and, you know, grocery store, a little label stuck on a piece of cellophane.
Okay.
But it was cut country style with pulley bone.
Okay. Let me see. Sometimes you'll have the inside parts of a chicken that you eat. What do you call that?
Oh, giblets.
Giblets. Okay. And what about the inside part of a pig that you might eat?
Well, it all depends. That there would be, of course, like if you're eating, you know, the chicken level or anything separately, you'd call it its regular name. Or there would be, of course, chicken gizzard, just one of the giblets. But then if you fry the intestines, either of chicken or pig, anything like that, it's chitlin.
Okay.
But then you could also use, of course, the pig intestines for sausage making.
What about a calf? Is that the same?
A calf?
Yeah.
Well, calves level, you know, calves level and bacon.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to eat it. Got the gout, you know.
Okay.
But are there any names that?
No, chitlin. Liver and lights. Ever hear that?
Liver and lights.
Yeah.